I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. There's another Evans around the building, Sean Evans. He's one of our announcers here. You hear from time to time.
Sure.
The other day, he discovered this large cocoon hanging off the bushes in front of the building,
right.
And he pointed it out to me.
Right. This is the cocoon of the Polyphemus moth. It's a pedunculate cocoon. That little stem, it's a cord of silk that it's hanging from, and usually there's a leaf or two incorporated into the cocoon. And,
well disguised.
Yeah. Well, now's the time of year to look for cocoons. Cecropia moth cocoons are incorporated into the stem, whereas the hanging cocoon of the Polyphemus is fairly obvious. Other cocoons are going to be down in the leaf litter and a little more difficult to see, obviously. People that run across these things, or praying mantis egg cases for that matter, often want to watch them hatch. You have to be careful when you do that. The best way is to leave it outside.
Well, if you bring it inside, it would warm up and hatch, wouldn't it?
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Then what's going to happen?
And, yeah. Well, with the Cecropia moths and the Polyphemus moths, it's not a huge deal in that they don't feed as adults. Their purpose in life is to mate and lay eggs. So all you're doing is encouraging one to emerge way too early, and it'll never have a chance to fulfill its biological imperative. But with praying mantises, you'll have 100, 200 little ones scampering around way before there's anything outside for them to eat. Usually I tell people that contact me, you know, what do? I've got all these little mantids running around. I say, just leave them together. Let them cannibalize themselves until
really?
They get down to a manageable number and then separate them. By that time, they're large enough that you can start feeding them other things.
Like what?
Pinhead crickets from the pet store.
Can you just then let them out?
Well, you can let them out once it warms up. But until it warms up, there's not going to be enough food on the hoof for them to capture.
So you're not going to have them at your door? A little bit later on.
Scratching at your screen. Help me. Help me.
The Polyphemus moth cocoon. What happens if it drops off? What should we do?
Well, it's unlikely that it would drop off because that silken cord is very, very strong. Typically, I would just see which end was normally pointing downward. And you could attach it to another stem or wrap a piece of silk or dental floss or something around it and gently suspend it along one side and let it hang down. When it comes time to hatch, the moth will release an enzyme that actually cuts through the silk and it helps them to create a little escape hatch.
We would like to watch this thing emerge. What's the best path at this point?
Well, it's kind of tricky. I can't say there's a good way to do it without securing it. Probably your best way is to get a cage or an aquarium with a lid on it and set it up outside and then just check it every day. Sometimes you'll get cocoons that won't emerge because there are some individuals that take 2 years to develop. And then, of course, there's always a chance of parasites that will destroy the pupa, which you may or may not find out about until it's too late.
We'll put a photo of the cocoon up on our website. If we have any luck, we'll also put the emerging pictures later this year.
That would be fun. Let's see if we can try and track that.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.